All right, guys, we made it through the full 90. We didn't score any points. Not really happy about it. It is raining a little bit, which I find kind of delightful. We didn't really get a cheer about it. I don't know. I'm going to go talk to people, see what happens. The guys got a long talking to. I think that they totally deserved a long talking to this evening. Let's see who wants to talk. Thank you. So, coach came over. It's definitely something that we appreciate. I think this was a hard-fought game. I found Josh, who's a very important man to me.
Lies, all lies.
Oh, that's not true. I definitely told someone I don't have a boyfriend because I have a husband this evening. So, you're welcome. All right, Josh, what do you think of the game?
It's another 0-0 draw against Harrisburg. I don't think it's good enough at all. I mean, yeah, we're still undefeated, but we just did not look good out there. Too many opportunities going way over the net or to the side when it's point blank. It's not good enough, and it's kind of becoming a broken record. So,
I saw at least two chances where we basically had an open net, and we failed. And it feels like that's what we're doing this year. How do we break out of that?
We just have to actually get stuff on target for once. I mean, this is kind of something that the Hounds have had issues with for the last couple of years. At least we're not making, you know, tackle mistakes in the back third, but we're just not connecting in the front. So it's just the same old story, and I don't really know what needs to be done or what needs to be who needs to be put in instead of who's in right now. But I don't think it's just on one player, though. Like, it's, you know, it's easy to say, like, maybe Romeo should have had the target or, you know, Francois, but I think it's just the whole team needs to get on the same page when they're attacking and actually put them away.
I will say on that same note that Laura and Ellen and I will both say you need to have your boobs over the ball.
Of course.
You need to stop putting it over the net. It is our most common mistake. Let's go see what the people on the field think. Thanks, Josh.
No problem.
All right. Mitch is very excited because he's going to be on the full 90. Mitch!
Yes.
How did you like sitting with the Steel Army?
I love sitting with the Steel Army. It is the best thing that you can do for local soccer in the United States right now.
Supporting local soccer is very important. All right. You watched the entire game.
Yes, ma'am.
You told me you're kind of a soccer guy.
Absolutely.
What did you think of the play on the field?
I think it was great. I think it was a little bit of a kind of a scrappy game, but I thought that the Hounds did the best they could to kind of make something happen in the final third, and it just didn't happen.
So I think that we probably had pretty even possession.
Absolutely.
But we missed some really open nets. But why? Why do we miss those open nets?
It's a great question, and I think Romeo tried his best, but he was kind of off his game tonight. Nico came on, and he did the best he could, but I didn't really see much happening from him, and we did the best we could, but it just wasn't happening tonight, and it really hasn't happened a lot of the times this season, frankly.
It sounds like you're saying there's a lot of nerves, and we need to get over ourselves.
I would say so, absolutely.
All right, Hounds, get over yourselves. Let's get some goals. Thank you, Mitch.
Thank you.
All right, I've come out on the field, and Emily has agreed to be on the show. Emily, you stayed here the whole time. Did you have a lot of fun watching the game?
Yes.
And what did you think of the play on the field? Did the guys do okay?
Yes.
What do you think they could have done better?
Scored a lot of goals.
Emily is a very smart young woman. Emily, do you have anything else to say to the River Hounds?
No, but I do like soccer.
Woo, soccer. Thank you, Emily.
You're welcome.
All right, Steve has agreed to play along with this. Steve, this is your first game, I hear. How'd it go?
It was an awesome experience. First time, you know, we're here with my daughter's soccer team from school, enjoying it, and almost saw a goal happen right in front of us, and then it got taken away. That was upsetting, but I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I'll definitely be back.
Steve, did you know that they have a 4th of July down here?
No, I did not.
Did you know that during 4th of July, they turn off all of the lights after the game, and you can watch the fireworks from the field?
Ooh, that's awesome.
Do you think you might come to 4th of July, Steve?
There's a good chance now that you just put it out there and painted a picture in my brain like that.
People, I think you should be like Steve and come down for 4th of July. We have fireworks, we have glow sticks, and sometimes I bring temporary tattoos. Let's go find more people.
Oh.
We have Julian with me. Julian, did you stay for the entire game, and where did you sit?
Well, I sat right there and, yeah, I stayed for the time game.
Did you have a lot of fun?
Yeah.
And how do you think it is out on the field?
Nice.
Do you have a lot of player signatures so far?
Yeah.
And are you going to come to another soccer game?
Yeah.
Julian, thank you for playing along.
Yeah, you're welcome.
John has been peer pressured into talking to me, which I thoroughly enjoy. I've often been told, John, you know a lot about soccer, so what did you think about the play on the field this evening?
I'm an expert at every sport in the world.
Oh, I'm so glad we found you.
I'm so glad that you found me. The fact that that call standard is egregious, outrageous, disconcerting.
John has some really good words for the offsides, and I can't disagree with any of them. In general, I think we played a very hard game, and maybe like the 1-0 would have been an okay scoreline at the end if we had gotten the goal. Do you agree?
I do. But, I mean, at the end of the day, a draw is still a win. It's still a point for the Riverhounds. Let's go, Riverhounds.
You're very positive. I'm tired of drawing. So I appreciate you, John. Have a great night.
I appreciate you. Thank you, listeners.
All right. So I have found Finn, and he is one of our RDA players. Finn, what position do you play?
Striker.
And what is your favorite thing about being a striker?
Oh, you get to score a lot of goals.
That is a lot of fun. We enjoy a lot of goals. We didn't see a lot of goals this game. What did you think about the play on the field?
It was pretty good.
Were you disappointed that it ended in 0-0?
Yeah, I thought the number 9 wasn't offside.
I think that you were right. He was not offside. What did you think about the first half? It was really scrappy. Do you think it was okay to end the first half with no points?
Yeah.
All right, Finn, thank you so much for playing.
You're welcome.
All right, Mike has agreed to talk to me. We had some really open nets, and then we didn't finish, and it seems to be a pattern. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think Romeo's a very athletic player, but he really needs to figure out how to finish some of these plays, or else they need to replace him soon.
I can't say that Mike is wrong. I think he has really good points, guys. All right, thank you.
Thank you.